Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
You won't stay on your feet.
You tried it. Haven't I stayed on my feet every other? You gonna make me curse.
Everyone has seen 106 in Park.
Who are the hosts?
Terrence Howard and...
Terrence Howard? Tell me you've never been around black people without telling me you've never been around black people.
It's gonna be like a 3-day affair, so lots of dresses, probably 10.
She's a bridezilla light.
I do think you're gonna be invited to Paris Hilton's wedding.
I've already not been invited to one blonde wedding, so I'm kind of used to it at this point.
Maybe you could get into Goblin Corps, Hunter.
Not a little whistle?
Very. Sexy.
If you're not on time, you're not gonna outdo me.
The streaming sweat?
We didn't see what was on the end of that barbell.
Okay.
We spicy today, aren't we?
I like it.
It was a spicy day today, baby.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Oh, you. You are such a... Welcome to Nightly Pop. I'm already yelling at Hunter. Hello, Nina.
Hello.
How are you?
You know, you said you were gonna just keep wearing one pieces, and you were staying committed to that.
By the way, you guys, I'm not f-ing around. My care level for the fashions on television have dwindled.
No, it's good.
I just want to be relatable.
It's a different one piece
you know
every
what
day.
I am? Somebody who knows the price of milk.
I'll tell you right now, people who know the price of milk are not wearing that outfit ever, okay?
All right, let's get started because Michelle Williams is addressing her infamous Destiny's Child fall. She hasn't been able to escape the viral slip-up since 2005, but in case you forgot, none of us did, she fell while performing on 106 in Park. Yikes. And Beyonce and Kelly kept it going like the professionals that they are. And now on the Larry Reed Show, she has a message for her trolls.
I need people to stop saying, she's so clumsy, I fell one time. You ninjas have to stop. That's like causing PTSD. That's probably why I ain't gonna do no music. Y'all gonna hear me talk. I fell one time. That was, oh my gosh, it took me maybe... Ooh, that happened in 2005. It probably took me a good 12 or 13 years to watch it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was bad.
She's so funny.
She's so funny. I love that she's bringing it up in good faith now and just like laughing through it.
For people like Hunter who weren't born yet, you have to, you know, replay it.
Have you seen this video?
No, he has. Like, Hunter has never watched an episode of 106 in Park in his life. I promise
After
you that.
School?
If there's one thing I know, there's that.
Everyone's seen 106 in
No.
Everyone has seen 106 in Park.
But you.
Well, a lot of people have seen 106
right.
in Park.
Who were the hosts?
It was Terrence Howard and...
Terrence Howard? Tell me you've never been around black people without telling me you've never been around black
oh,
people.
And Don Cheadle.
It was those two.
So, listen, I can't tell you the MTV VJs either. That was before my time, too. I'm 12.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand Michelle is so funny.
She's got it.
She has the best of both worlds because people aren't as obsessed with her as Beyonce, but she still gets the good money from Destiny's Child.
Right.
And she gets to kind of like slide under the radar a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But still, obviously, people love her. She was a part of this group. So
yes.
She has like this really great personality about the whole thing. And I think when you can laugh at yourself, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Have you ever had an embarrassing moment that took you years to get over?
I have embarrassing moments every day. We're here.
That's true. Not one that specifically stands out. And our friend friend Paris Hilton is busy planning her dream wedding. She told Jimmy Fallon all about it on The Tonight Show.
Are you in the planning stages now?
Yes, we are planning everything. It's very stressful.
It's a lot of stuff. Have you picked out a dress?
Yes, that's basically the only thing that I've done.
Yeah. It's a lot of stuff, though.
It's a lot. But I'm not a bridezilla at all. It's going to be like a 3-day affair, so.
Oh, really?
We'll have a lot happening.
So a 3-day deal.
Yes.
So more than one dress.
Lots of dresses. Probably 10. I love outfit changes.
Yes. 10 outfits. And how about your husband-to-be? Will he have outfit changes?
He's not as high maintenance as I am.
She looks good all the damn time.
She really has aged well.
Oh, my God.
She looks great.
Crazy. She literally does not age, that woman. That skin is so tight, and you know I know my Botox. It's not a Botox thing.
No.
It's not a Botox.
You don't believe you don't believe there's any help?
I think that there's probably some, like, herbal supplements. Like, she is one of those people genuinely freaking nature. Okay, so, first of all, do you think it's possible that she's not going to be a bridezilla?
Well, 3 days, 10 outfit changes. I don't know. I mean, it's bridezilla isn't always like you have an attitude. Bridezilla sometimes just means it's demanding, there's a lot of people involved, it's a big affair.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if that was the case, then yeah, she's a light, bridezilla light.
Bridezilla
a diet
light.
Bridezilla.
I could see that.
You know
I could
mean?
See that.
I don't think she's bridezilla at all. She's so nice. It's unbelievable.
I'm so happy you're this close now.
Course,
I want to go back
course.
To Nightly
you
Pop
go to the
season
wedding.
One.
You're not going to say anything
I
else.
I genuinely would not be offended if I was not invited to the wedding. Weddings are personal. I've already not been invited to one blonde wedding, so I'm kind of used to it at this point.
Was invited. No one was there. It was a pandemic.
His parents were there.
But I will say, to wrap that up nicely in a bow, I do think you're going to be invited to Paris Hilton's wedding.
Yeah, I think you'll for sure be there. You went to her birthday party. You're her
yeah.
co-host. Like, you will be there more than anybody else here.
And
like,
then you can bring
there.
Your plus one, me.
I've thought about this. I will not be bringing either of you, probably.
Well, I don't want to go, so you don't need to put me don't put me in the mix, because I don't want to be there.
I will. If I bring you, everyone's going to think we're dating, because they already do, if you look at your comments.
Well, you don't need to bring me, because I don't want to go.
Oh, my God.
Well, now you're coming, because I like a woman who's playing hard to get.
Okay.
Oh, all right, and I'm going to save you now. Us Weekly is reporting that Kelly Clarkson's ex was extremely jealous of her success. Kelly's salary alone is supposedly around $2 million. A month, two.
Whoa.
Her salary for what? Her TV show?
She's got The Voice. She has that music career.
Oh,
$2 million motherfucking dollars a month. So,
wow.
If you were in a relationship, I guess I'll ask you, Hunter, because you are the male here, supposedly. No, I'm kidding. if you were in a relationship with a very successful one, I'm obsessed with you.
We're spicy today, aren't we?
I like it.
It was a spicy day today,
very,
baby.
If you were in a relationship with somebody, because you could, because you're a catch, who is extremely successful.
Clean it up, Morgan.
Yep. I'm sweeping right now. And she made $2 million a month, and you were still successful. You were doing Nightly Pop. You were painting on Twitch. You were doing your thing. Which is not the second I'm saying. Why
not
are you laughing?
Nightly Pop and Twitch.
I'm saying.
Oh, today is spicy, baby.
My point is, you are doing with your day every day, and you are making a living. Supporting yourself and building a house and a steam shower. If you were with somebody who was making $2 million a month, would that intimidate you? There's no shade. Everyone's laughing, but there's no shade here.
I would not be on Nightly Pop or Twitch anymore. The second.
Well,
I'll tell you why. This conversation.
Another thing about this man, he was her manager. So he's collecting 10% of that money anyway.
Now he's collecting about 50.
Yeah.
Oh, who's $2 million a month. I'm not over it.
By the way, like, I very rarely get rocked by that, but my nipples are hard. That's a lot of money. I don't know if it's the air conditioning or her, but it's a lot.
And it's not just the salary. She also is earning all those royalties from that one song.
Oh, right. No, you did it.
No, but by the way, it is.
Name the other one. Name the first one.
Since you've been gone.
Okay, and?
She's had a lot of hair.
This ultimate summer job, Tom Brady shared who gets to be the Buccaneers ball boy, and it's his son, Jack.
Aww.
So if he's not doing a good job, you guys, do you think Tom's teammates are saying something to Tom?
Absolutely not.
No.
They just won the Super Bowl. I don't think they're saying
and he wins every time. Every time there's a Super Bowl, Tom Brady is winning it.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Good. Yeah. It's true, for the last 50 years.
50 years, all the Tom. If your name is Tom, you are intense.
Yeah, also, it's cool, because now he's got someone who can help him take some of the air out of the balls, you know?
But who by the
knows sports? This guy.
Oh, but guess what? Ha ha, we have to take a break because coming up, Michael B. Jordan has the entire internet fantasizing about him, and that's next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back, you guys. Let's get right into it because Michael B. Jordan posted a sexy workout video yesterday featuring a motivational voiceover, and the comment section got X-rated real fast. A lot of people were fantasizing that they wanted to be his barbell.
If you're not on time, you're not gonna outdo me. So I will beat you by being consistent and being on time. Your problem is you start something, you stop it. You start something, you stop it. You feel good, you do it. You don't feel good, you quit.
I don't know what the voiceover said.
By the way, the streaming sweat? That was a lot. That's a very fine man.
We didn't see what was on the end of that barbell.
Okay. By the way,
could have just been curling the bar itself, which is like 25 pounds.
I could care less what he's lifting.
It's good point and good point. Two very valid points
made.
Yeah,
like who gives a
but he's, I mean, what do you, of course people are fantasizing about being that barbell. Hunter, you're looking intensely at it. That's motivation for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Honey.
He's getting it.
He's got like the ideal male body type. A lot of males who like fitness, like working out. He's literally got like the perfect body.
Oh my, okay.
Very f***able is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I got it. Big, but not too big.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a bodybuilder, but he's got like that shape. Yeah. Kind of like Ryan Reynolds when he was like, you know, sexiest man, that photo.
Wow, okay. So
that's the ideal body type, I think. Like, it's like when guys go get a haircut and they show someone the haircut. Like when we go to a trainer, we all show Michael B. Jordan.
He was scrawny up until like his 20s.
He worked hard.
He was like a skinny dude.
Yeah, well, whatever protein smoothie he's drinking, it's working for you.
I'd like to be that smoothie.
Yeah, you would. Next, we all have relationship turnoffs, but what about friendship turnoffs? So a tweet asking that question went viral, and here are a few of the answers. Friends who don't take any advice and come back crying about the same over and over again. I know you have a thought about this.
That has been me.
Yeah.
So I try to give my friends grace because that has been me, you know.
I tried to give you guys really simple advice.
Hunter likes to give unsolicited advice, and that's the problem.
Yeah, he does.
Like, if I'm venting to you, I'm not asking you for advice.
We just
I'm
want
venting
you to listen.
To you. I don't need you to solve the problem. And that's what men do.
Always.
You're venting to them and you're telling them about something like, well, maybe you should. I didn't ask you what I should do. I'm just telling you what this bitch did to me.
And they cut you off before and they're like, well, why don't you? Oh, no, I don't care. Yeah. No, I don't want you to do anything.
What you cut me off for? I didn't finish my story.
No, exactly. Oh, my God. This happened to me and my husband last night.
Well,
he's like, well, you should just make sure.
Off what you could do.
Talking bad about your other friends to me. So talking about your friends.
I hate that.
I hate that too.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I also like, if I'm in a situation where I need to verbally process, think about something, check myself, I like to ask somebody else who knows the person to get their opinion.
Yeah, it could be tricky though, because I think if people think you're venting about that person, then they know you're doing it about them too.
Right, but what if it's not negative? What if they're just asking you something? Nina, what would you do in this situation? This is what happened.
I think you gotta find somebody else who's not in the friendship
That's
circle.
Why I found a therapist.
This is why you get married. Literally, like your
spouse. By the way, very true.
Can I tell you that, honestly, my poor husband has to listen to so much bull.
Can't even imagine.
The amount of bull he has to listen to.
Oh, my God. We are around you for a solid 45 minutes every day.
Don't complain about it. You love it.
No, well, we get our fill, and then I go, poof, that was like being on a roller coaster.
Oh,
could you imagine?
Kim, first of all, let's talk about what a little bitch Hunter is behind the scenes. TikTok's newest big trend is Goblin Core. Have you heard about Goblin Core?
No.
Oh, okay, neither have I. What is that, you ask? Well, users dress up as fantasy characters and get into nature and do stuff like this.
When I talk about Goblin Core, this is what I mean. a pure flowing stream, moss and lichens, this upturned tree that is literally a goblin house.
A true goblin.
Oh.
To go without shoes.
Who found this?
But we don't put that online for free. No, no, no.
Oh, oh, not a little whistle.
Very sexy. I'll say it for all of us. Yeah.
A goblin core.
Yeah, could you get... I'm just going to go...
Oh! With little mushrooms on the lapel. Okay.
Maybe you could get into goblin core, Hunter. Little
I
mushies.
I do like mushrooms.
Listen, you know, there's something for everyone.
She always has a little scrunchie on. Look at her.
Yeah. Those lashes are pretty good.
Emerald, okay.
That is funny to me to be like really into goblin core. You're like, I'm gonna change the way I look entirely. Like I'm from another realm. I still have a scrunchie.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is this is actually getting views. Like the little subculture on TikTok has like over 500 million views.
But I think these people are just as weird as the people who moved to Hollywood to try and build, you know, they love celebrities and stuff like that.
True.
Like this is just another weird subset of culture.
Yeah.
And they're fine and they found their people and that's good for them.
I like
happy.
It. I do like that.
Yeah,
when people find their
course.
Group. Good for them.
Is it strange? Sure. But I do strange all the time.
Same.
You know what I mean?
Same.
Like when you're in your house by yourself, you know you catch yourself doing some weird shit. Like,
weird.
If anybody saw this, I'd be out of here.
I'd be, but
you know
even
what I mean?
I do that weird shit in the car sometimes, and I'm like, remember, people can see you.
Totally.
All right, we have to take another break, but coming up, a Tinder date's ex-girlfriend miraculously rises from the dead. What the actual F is next? A two nightly pop, yes. When we can't make sense of the news, sometimes all we can do is ask, what the actual F? I thought you didn't say anything. I got worried. Okay. A UK man with a foot fetish took a huge step over the line. Police said the man made over 1,200 calls to a medical hotline so he could get the operators to talk
what?
About their feet. People like this exist because we talk about
this
that.
This is weird.
This is beyond insane. And also, like, isn't there a hotline for feet?
I was going to say, there's got to be a hotline or a website for him.
But it's expensive.
What do you mean? Like, Pornhub is free.
Pornhub's free, but those call, you know, to get them to talk directly to you or cam girls, it all costs money. And it adds up.
Are you this guy?
No, I don't live in England. Apparently what he was doing is he was calling and pretending to be an old woman and would be like, something's going on with my feet. And then, by the way, spot on old woman. Tell me that's not good. And then he'd be like, is this on your feet too? And then they'd be like, no, my feet don't have that. He goes, what does the bottom look like? And then they would describe their feet.
Can you please stop doing the impression?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm doing a spot
on. You sound like a goblin.
It's really disturbing.
Yeah, anyway, that's how he would get off. Oh, you thought he was just doing it to learn?
I don't know.
What did you think he was doing?
No, it just got so vulgar so fast, it's true. But also 1,200 phone calls. Like,
yeah, he
that's
cost
a lot
him
of,
almost 30 grand. He was wasting taxpayers' money.
That's a lot of effort for that one outcome. Like, just go on WikiFeet and take care. I don't want to even,
you would
never
also
mind.
Think that one of, like, at some point, one of the women would go, have you also gotten a call from a panting old woman?
Real medical problems. I need to get through this line.
And you can't because the feet man is on.
No. Yeah, it's crazy. I can't get a hold of either of you after work, you know? He's got 1,200 connected calls.
That's a very good... They have to answer. We don't.
You do random calls sometimes.
I like to. I like to check in on my ladies.
Oh, that would...
He does.
You're nice.
It's nice.
It makes me... Oh, he always wins. Sometimes you
he
have to
is
go
nice
to
sometimes.
Yeah, it's just you are nice at your core, but then you're also anyway.
He's also sick.
Sick.
Some people say I have a soft, gooey core and a very hard exterior.
Oh, we're nauseous now. Okay. A woman says she had the worst Tinder date ever because her date went on and on about his ex-girlfriend's tragic death. Then he turned white and bolted to the bathroom. Well, that's because he was lying and his ex showed up at the same restaurant. Turns out they have two kids together, and she thought he was at work.
He's done this before with apparently six different women.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. He said she had cancer.
And died.
That's an aggressive thing to say.
Like, why put that on somebody?
That's insane.
It's bad for everybody. The wife has to deal with telling all these women time and time again, like, I'm alive, like, finds them on Facebook so that they're not getting fooled. This guy now has to find a new restaurant to do this at next time.
Finally, sometimes you have to go to extremes to stop a nosy neighbor. When this woman found her neighbor's cameras pointed at her house, she and her husband took security into their own hands.
Camera number one. Camera two. Camera three. Also camera four. Then that little thing right there is a camera.
Sometimes it is true. Sometimes there are creeps out there.
I have a neighbor right now that I'm not getting along with the most. And it's an uncomfortable situation because part of me is like, oh, you're trying it. I'm going to go off. And then I remember I have to see this person all the time.
Yeah, and you're going to live there probably. Like, you have no plans to move
right.
at this point.
So it's very tricky. It's like, do I respond how I would respond regularly if I didn't have to see this person every day? Or do I have to choose happiness and just bite the bullet so that I can get along with this person?
Are you dealing with conflict with them every day?
It's not every day. They're very passive aggressive, but they've been leaving me notes, and I don't like that.
Ooh.
I'm like, come. If you can come to my front door to leave a note, then you could come talk to me. And it's about stupid. And it's just like, who has time to care about this kind of stuff?
What are they calling you out for? What is their issue?
I live in a townhouse.
Yep.
We have one guest spot. Everybody has garages, so you don't really need the guest spot. My car was hit, as I talked about, because I parked it on the street.
One of them was hit.
Yep. I parked on the street. I never use this guest spot. I've been in this place for a year. I've used the guest spot twice.
Okay.
I never parked there. I was like, I'm going to move the car in the guest spot for a couple days until I take it in for repairs. They left me a note on day four and was like, this car can only be here for 24 hours. Okay. But instead of writing it, they printed out their agreement and highlighted it and underwrote it in red. Bitch.
No.
And also, there's double standards, and I don't like that either. I'm the only black person there.
Oh.
So it's just like, why is it a problem when I do it and everybody else? It was like they can come and do splits and do everything else they want to do.
Wow.
So it's a moment right now.
Yep.
I threw the note on the ground and waited for them to come pick it up. And I was like, hey, what's up? I'm thinking of getting a highlighter underlining his face in red.
Yes, think? I like it. Wow. Please make sure to set your DVRs. You don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. We'll see you guys then.
Bye-bye.